Okay, our friends. So today we are reading another Berenstain Bears book because we do love them and we have heard the request for more, 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 more. So we're going to do what we can to do our part. So today's story is going to be called The Berenstain Bears and the Baby Chipmunk. This was written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And it's read today by Mommy. And what's your name? What do we call you? Say your name.
I have many names.
He's got many names. What should I call you?
Anything.
Can I call you Pumpkin?
Well, I have many names such as...
Schnickelfritz.
Nope. Get out of the trash can.
Get out of the trash? Okay. That's a long name for a kid. No. Oh, wait, you're not a kid? Are you a dog?
Of course.
That explains so much. Get out of the trash. That is exactly what we call dogs. You must be the tramp. Are you? Friends, I'm here with the tramp. Would you like to hear a story, Tramp? You're going to love it. Okay, here we go. One day the bear family was outside enjoying the sunshine. Papa was resting. Mama was working in the garden. Brother and sister were playing catch.
Look, said sister. A mouse.
That's not a mouse, said brother.
If it's not a mouse, what is it?
Asked sister.
It's a chipmunk, said Mama. A baby chipmunk.
May we keep him, Mama?
Cried sister.
May we please?
Look, said brother. His eyes aren't even open yet.
That's right, said Mama. This baby should be with his mother. But she won't come for him if she sees us here. Let's hide behind our treehouse for a while and see if she comes.
The bears watched and watched. But the mother chipmunk did not come. Now, did you know that babies are often born with their eyes closed? Especially baby animals. They don't open them for a good long while. It's true.
When I was born, I couldn't open my eyes.
Then you probably recognized right away what was going on here, didn't you?
Yep.
Now may we keep him? Cried sister. May we please?
I think we shall have to, said Mama. At least for a while.
That's right, said Papa. Babies have to be fed and kept warm.
Papa, do you have a clean hanky?
Asked Mama, and Mama picked up the baby chipmunk and tucked him into Papa's hanky. Now, she's being very gentle with this baby. And she's also doing something very special. The reason why she asked for the hanky is she doesn't want to have her fingers all over the baby chipmunk. Because if the baby chipmunk's mama does come back, she's not going to want to touch that baby if she thinks that some people have been touching it, right? Then she carried the baby chipmunk into the house, and Papa and sister and brother followed.
Sister, said Mama, please get one of your doll's baby bottles, and brother, get some milk and honey.
The baby chipmunk was very hungry. As he drank from the bottle, he opened his eyes. They were big and brown.
Let's name him Brown Eyes, said sister.
That's as good a name as any, said Mama.
Sister took a turn feeding Brown Eyes. And Papa got a box for a bed, and brother made it cozy. And Brown Eyes liked his new bed, and soon he was fast asleep. Well, the next morning, sister and brother ran downstairs to see their new pet. His bed was there, but he was not. Oh, dear, do you think he ran off in the night? Well, they looked all around.
There he is, said brother.
Brown Eyes was up on the table. He had knocked over the sugar bowl and was eating the sugar.
I guess he needs more than milk and honey,
said Sister. The cubs went outside and gathered some seeds. Brown Eyes was very small, but he had big chipmunk teeth. Just like that, those seeds were gone. Turns out he needs quite a bit to eat. Did you know that babies eat a lot? Yeah. Brown Eyes loved to play, but what he loved most was exploring. He explored Mama's vegetable bin.
Oh dear,
she says, because what's he doing?
Trying to eat all the peas.
Yeah, he's making a huge mess.
You know, You know, Brown Eyes,
yeah.
That's called stealing. But I'm okay with it because I do it all the time.
I see. That's because you're the tramp, huh? He does that?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I feel about that, but I suppose a wild dog might not have a pretty high ethics.
So I don't have an owner, so I'm free to be by myself. And I'm free to do stuff by myself. I am by myself.
You might get lonely.
I don't have an owner. So, people are not loyal, you know?
Yeah, I think we might find a different story with these bears. I think they might be. Let's see what happens. He explored Papa's desk.
Oh, no!
And what has he done? He's destroyed all of the papers on it. He explored Mama's sewing basket.
Oh, my!
She says, because he has made a huge mess there. And then one day he explored one place too many. He explored Papa's pant leg all the way up to the knee. And while he was up there, he tried out his big sharp teeth.
Yip! Yow!
Says Papa Bear, because he got bit by a tiny chipmunk.
You know what I think, said Mama. I think Brown Eyes is telling us he's not a baby anymore. He's telling us he's big enough to go out into the world and join his friends.
But Mama, said Sister, I don't want him to go. I love him so.
We all love him, said Mama. But it really isn't fair to make him a pet. Chipmunks need to be free. They need to explore.
Ooh, she's right, you know. Wild animals are wild.
Inside, said Mama, there are not many good places to explore.
And the kids thought, the cubs thought about Mama's vegetable bin and Papa's desk and Mama's sewing basket and Papa's pant leg.
Outside, said Mama, Brown Eyes will be able to explore all of nature.
And as usual, Mama was right. The cubs didn't even have to say goodbye. They saw Brown Eyes almost every day playing with his friends and exploring nature right in their own backyard. And that is where wild things belong, especially new, fresh babies, like in the spring. And that, my friends, is the
woof
end.
Woof.
There you go.